I had lost my job in the recession. I used to work for the Hampton Inn in Ogden, Utah, and they cut me back to part-time, and then they let me go.
When Amy Weller arrived in Waco last year, she was a single mom with no job, little familiarity with the area, and three boys to care for. While her parents provided her with support and helped her to get to know the Waco area as best they could, it was still overwhelming for Amy, who needed work, needed prospects, and needed some way to make sense of what her options were.
The LIFT workshop stands for Low-Income Families in Transition.
Enter Jody Stacy, event coordinator for LIFT. Amy and her family were the target audience of last year's annual event, which takes place again this Saturday.
And it is a workshop where we invite 36 nonprofits, government agencies, and ministries to provide comprehensive care to low-income families. Mm-hmm. And the target audience is single moms and single dads, dual-income, minimum wage couples raising kids, and grandparents raising grandchildren. And the idea is to bring them to one workshop where they don't have to miss a lot of work, and they can get all of their needs met at a one-stop shop.
Jody Stacy and LIFT's passion is to provide low-income families with an idea of what tools are available to them, and then provide them with a means to discover them in an easy way. Stacy said the idea for the workshop came about when she and others realized how much work struggling mothers had to miss to take advantage of the options available to them.
You could come on a Saturday, rearrange your work schedule, come on that day and get all the assistance you need versus going to four or five different nonprofits for assistance throughout the month and taking out a lot of work time to do so.
Mm-hmm. What are some examples of the kinds of things that can be provided for them at the LIFT workshop?
The LIFT workshop provides assistance with applications for major benefits. So children who are not on CHIP or Medicaid can apply for both. Likewise, we have assistance with Medicaid questions. We have TSTC and MCC there to provide information on programs that are 1 year or 2 years and financial aid available. We have GED on site to talk about the locations and which places provide childcare so you can get your GED with childcare available.
The LIFT workshop takes place this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist Waco with more than 30 nonprofit agencies and dozens of attendees. Tomorrow, we'll hear more of Amy Weller's story as she works to improve her family's overall situation since arriving from Utah. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.